Local photographer Jeannie Dallaccio died last week. She was 97. Dallaccio was best known for her images of the Pacific Northwest music scene in the 1960s. But Jeannie Dallaccio came to photography later in life. She was a musician first, a homemaker, a painter. She didn't even pick up a camera until she was in her 40s. Jeannie Dallaccio made a name for herself as a fashion photographer in Los Angeles, but it wasn't until she and her husband moved to Gig Harbor that she turned her eye to musicians. I met Jeannie 4 years ago. She told me how she reinvented herself as a photographer. Jeannie loved her new home on the water, but career-wise, it wasn't such a great move for her.
I was still a fashion photographer, but there was no fashion work.
There was, however, an art museum nearby in Tacoma. The curators had heard of Jeannie Dallaccio and offered to mount a show of her work. A couple of days after it opened, a local designer called to ask if she could shoot an album cover for a band called the Wailers. Dallaccio didn't know anything about rock bands or the protocol for shooting publicity photos, but by now you probably know how Jeannie Dallaccio responded.
Sure, of course I could do an album cover.
In the early 1960s, the rock scene was pretty new, and Dallaccio was already in her 40s. But she followed her instincts and took the band out onto her lawn overlooking the Tacoma Narrows. It was a misty day, and the young men climbed up into the big fir trees.
I started doing pictures, and I started getting inspired because I could see how beautiful these kids looked out in the trees.
The band loved the atmospheric pictures. So did their record companies. They hired Dallaccio to photograph other bands. One day, Jeannie Dallaccio flew to L.A. to meet a musician for a prospective shoot. She had no idea who he was, and the record company executive introduced him simply as Neil.
I said, Neil, what is your last name? He said, just Neil.
His last name was Young. His portrait is one of Dallaccio's best-known works. The photograph, taken from below, shows Neil Young's face surrounded by the hanging fringe from his jacket sleeves. Dallaccio had asked him to climb up onto the garage roof so she could get a better shot.
I said, if I could get you up on that roof, we'd have sky. So he said, oh, I can get up there all right. So he went and got a ladder. And he said, now what do you want me to do? And I said, now fly like a bird.
By the 1980s, Jeannie Dallaccio was a fixture on the rock scene. She took her cameras into nightclubs, drawing on her own musical past to anticipate the best shots. Dallaccio was maturing as an artist, and she had all the work she could handle. Then her husband, Carl, suffered a devastating stroke. Jeannie Dallaccio put everything aside to take care of him. She didn't touch a camera for more than 15 years.
It was unbelievable what it did to me to have to do that. But my husband was my life. And I couldn't even imagine not being the one to take care of him.
Her husband couldn't move or speak. Jeannie Dallaccio did everything for him until physically she couldn't cope anymore. She moved him to a nursing home. One day, Jeannie sat down next to Carl, picked up his hand, and started to talk to him, as she did every time she visited.
And I said, I feel so lucky that I found you to be my husband, and I want to tell you that you don't need to worry about me because I'm going to be okay. I'm going to start doing pictures again. And when I said that to him, I just kind of leaned back to get a better look at his expression. And lo and behold, a little smile on the side came just on this one side of his face.
That was Jeannie's last conversation with her husband. Jeannie Dallaccio kept her promise. Approaching the age of 90, she taught herself how to use a digital camera. Dallaccio turned her lens to the wild animals outside her window. The photographs now hang on the wall of her Seattle apartment.
The top is the bobcat and coyote.
It's a coyote. Wow.
They would be there, and I would just grab my camera, and we'd have a session.
At 93, Jeannie has a harder time getting outside to work. A serious infection put her in the hospital last fall. She's feeling better, though, and when she can wrangle a ride, she loves to take her little digital camera to the zoo. Life hasn't always been easy for Jeannie Dallaccio, but instead of defeating her, every challenge seems to bring her new joy.
When I look back on it, I don't know how I did it, because, boy, that was tough. When you're doing it, and you're getting some result, you don't think about that you didn't know how to do it. You think about, oh boy, look at that. Oh, it's coming. Oh, good. You know what?
I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.
Now that the holidays have come, they can relax and watch the sun rise above all of the beautiful things.
An excerpt from a profile story I produced in 2009, part of a series called Old Masters, and the reason we're playing Neil Young is that one of her most famous photographs, one of the most famous photographs photographer Jeannie DeLaccio ever made, was Neil Young on his roof hanging over with fringe from his suede jacket circling his head. Photographer Jeannie DeLaccio died last week. She was 97 years old.